listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Instinct Reclaimed Sanctuary Sessions with Christina Elliott.
Christina Elliott.
Live from ChristinaElliott.org.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Instinct Reclaimed
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Instinct Reclaim Sanctuary Sessions. Before we take a caller, I just wanted to talk about a topic again. Do you ever wonder why you ask for permission so much in your own life? There really comes a point in every soul's journey when you stop asking for permission, not because you've stopped caring, but because you've started remembering who you really are and what your soul wants, what your heart space wants. Most of us have been conditioned to check in with others before acting, but ask if it's okay to rest, to spend money on ourselves, or to speak honestly. These are choices that we each have for ourselves, and we should be turning inward to ask those questions, not seeking permission externally from other people. When you ask externally for things that you need to ask yourself for, not outside sources, it's called survival behavior. It comes from a place of needing approval to feel safe. And the shift to living a soul-led life begins when you realize no one outside of you has the authority to validate your truth. Each individual soul knows what their own truth is, and that's different for every human being. That's why we're all different. Our souls are all 100% unique. So it only makes sense that each human is 100% unique and that we're not trying to conform to other people's ideas of perfection. We are perfect just as ourselves. So trust yourself. It's not rebellion to start trusting yourself. It's a remembrance. That's why we came here, to live our own lives. You don't need to wait until you feel ready. The act of trusting your own instinct is what makes you ready. And ask yourself some of these questions. Where in your life are you still waiting for someone's permission? For someone's permission to be free, to be honest, or to be at peace? You all deserve that as individuals. It's everybody's birthright. So try and bring that into your life when you can, where you're comfortable, when you think of it. Where in your life are you still waiting for someone's permission to be free, honest, or at peace? And what if right now you decided that the instinct you already have within you was already enough? Because it's really all you need. That's all you need. You just need yourself. So we're still kind of waiting for a caller to come on, but I want you all to just plan as you step into tomorrow, which is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. And the veil is thin, so you'll have your team of guides and angels right behind you, stronger than ever before. Tomorrow, it's the perfect time to stop asking other people for permission on how you're going to live your best life. If anybody has any questions or comments about that, you can leave comments on any of the airs that you watch. You can leave comments there. You can reach out to me on my website or my Facebook page, Facebook, Christina Elliott, Psychic Medium, and then my website, ChristinaElliott.org. I do work with people on a daily basis. If anybody's interested in setting up private appointments, I do those throughout the week, and we could certainly get you on the right path that you need to start living your own life from your heart space, not from the expectations you've created based on what others, what you think others expect of you. There's just all kinds of things we do to trick ourselves. But overall, we want to be true to ourselves. We want to become our own best friend, because at the end of the day, at the end of our lives here, the only person that any one of us can count on 100% is ourselves. We can always count on other people. That's a great, but other people have their own free will choice. And so as individuals with our own free will choice, we would have to use it to the best of our ability. So yeah, where are you asking for permission in your life, and how can you stop doing that? All right, we're ready for a caller. We have Suzette in Barrie, Ontario, Canada. Are you there, Suzette?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. What can I help you with today?
I was just wondering if you saw any job opening coming for me in November, like a career.
Have you applied to a job that you're interested in already?
So I've been applying.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Let me go in a little deeper and see what spirit has to say for you.
Okay.
The first thing that came through, are you applying to various different, what's the right word? Are you looking at opportunities that are in diverse areas of fields, like more than one field?
I was looking at two. So I'm studying Pilates.
Okay.
And then I was looking at the school board.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Okay. And are you looking for full-time positions, or are you looking for a couple part-time gigs?
Anything right now.
Okay.
Until I finish my Pilates, I was hoping for full-time, but I know I got to finish the Pilates.
I'm asking spirit. I'm not seeing anything school board related in November. You may hear from them in November, but I feel it would be something that if you were to start work, it would probably happen sometime after the first of the year, where you would actually start the employment. So in November, I feel you might hear from them and you may start an interview process, but you're still going to have to talk yourself up. But I feel like you're maybe not the best person when it comes to talking yourself up. Would you agree?
That's true. Yes.
No, I know. I'm the same way. That's probably why I picked up on it. I'm much better at it as I've gotten older and have learned to kind of live from my own soul-led life. And I've just gotten to be crankier in my older age, I suppose. But I really feel that as long as you really know your stuff, you can get the interview. I feel that you'll get the interview. You'll get a first interview, but you really have to do your due diligence in order to kind of pass the interview and move into the next level. So kind of present yourself. What was the phrase they just gave me? Present yourself a little bit better than the position requires. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah,
so
that
just,
makes sense.
Like elevate your skill set just a little bit. You don't want to seem too overly qualified, just a little to kind of set you a little above the bar for everyone else. Does that sound like something that you can work with comfortably?
Yeah, I could do that. Is the school board beneficial for me, or is it more Pilates?
I really feel that the Pilates is something that that you will have your heart in. And so in my opinion, and I say this from my personal experience, when we're working in jobs or careers, the more love we have in our heart for those roles, the easier it will be to go to work every day or however often we go to work. And so I really see you being able to become successful with the Pilates. And the first thing that Spirit did show me when you first asked the initial question regarding the November job, Spirit did drop in there that you should start thinking about some online avenue to get your Pilates out there. They seem very energetic, Spirit does, about you and the possibility of having your own Pilates business. But there's something extra special that you're going to bring into it to kind of make yourself stand out a little bit more than other people. But they're showing me some kind of some kind of social media presence, possibly, or in other areas. Who knows? Maybe you can have your own podcast or something like that. But they're showing me that that's where more of your heart is. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is. Because I wanted to do Pilates with neuroplasticity.
Ooh, see, there you go. You already have your niche. I love that. I love that. That's exciting. Okay. Spirit's like, go do that. And it's not like you have to start tomorrow. You don't have to get out there and like post everything that you can think of right away. You have time to plan. Be strategic about it. Kind of launch yourself.
Okay.
What other questions do you have around that? Or anything? What other questions?
Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Not this year.
No? Okay.
Possibly in 2026, but a lot of that is dependent on how successful you allow yourself to feel when the time comes. I feel that Spirit's saying you tend to doubt yourself a little bit. Eliminate the doubt. And the doubt, once you eliminate the doubt, that's when you're going to feel more free and capable of moving into new situations. So you have to shift yourself internally a little bit in order to let the universe know, hey, I'm ready for some changes here. So things that you can do to kind of, if you're ready to move sooner rather than later, or when you know you're ready, we have about a minute left, just start packing.
Okay.
Packing things you don't use on a regular basis. You're telling the universe, all right, I'm looking for my next best place. It's going to be better than ever.
Oh, okay.
And
thank you. Because I was hoping to keep my current house as an investment property.
Oh, yes. I see no reason for that not to happen at all. But that's where it comes in. You need to trust yourself, because if you don't trust yourself and you ruminate on the doubting, that's where you get caught up in not having your goals fulfilled, so to speak. We are we're almost out of time, Suzette. I'm sorry. I hate cutting people off. However, feel free to reach out to me. We can finish this conversation on social media. If you have a couple more questions, reach out to me at Christina Elliott Psychic Medium on Facebook, and we can finish there. It was so nice to talk to you. Okay. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you, Spirit, for coming through. We're always grateful when you assist.